Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So do you or does any member of your household work for, let's say, radio or television stations, newspapers,
no.
advertising agencies? All right, neither
no.
like media organizations, and they don't work for political campaigns either?
No.
All right, thank you. So with which political party are you registered? Would it be like
Republican?
All right, thank you. So as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or would you say you're not registered to vote?
I'm likely to.
All right. So that'd be maybe somewhat likely, or you're very likely
yeah,
to vote?
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you feel more comfortable with me giving you some, like, categories, and you tell me which one you fit in?
Give me a category, please.
All right. So the categories are 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Over 75. All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
With the Republicans?
No, just like, would you say things in Florida, like in general as like a state, would you say things are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, they're on the right track.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So from the following, which set of issues are more important to you and your family as of right now? Would you say it's economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or would you say moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn?
It would be economic.
I'm sorry?
Economic.
All right, economic. So would you say maybe like inflation, insurance, and housing costs?
Housing and groceries.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is Mark Jordan.
Yeah.
All right. So would you say you have like a very favorable opinion towards him, or somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Is he a Republican?
All right. So would you say very favorable then?
Is he a Republican?
Well, I would not know, but let me look him up right now. Let's see. Mark Jordan. Politics. Let's check.
You know what?
All right. Yes, he is part of the Republican Party.
Yeah. I'm not going to continue with this, but good luck to you, okay?
Oh, are you sure? We're already
yes.
advancing pretty quickly. We're about
no.
30% done.
Yeah. No, that's okay. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.